Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't get right. This is cutthroat. This burns as words pop from a snub nose. This Kurt Metzger and not give a fuck mode. Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right. Yeah. Can't get right.
All right, this is Can't Get Right with me, Kurt Metzger. The worst podcast, I would say, on YouTube and other whatever. That's why it's called Can't Get Right. I named it purposely. Oh, let me turn this off. It's very loud. Sorry, my AC was too loud. And I got my old pal Sam Morrell here.
Hey, man.
And Kevin Mack, who I was talking to last night at the Comedy Store.
What's up?
We were talking about being shadow banned. And anyway, well, first of all, Sam, because I haven't talked to Sam in a long ass time. Like, yeah. What you got going on, dude? What's new with you?
Same shit. The shadow ban thing. I dealt with that too on Instagram.
It's, why?
You know, I do these dumb Q&A things in stories sometimes just to get, because they get engagement. So they get more views. So I plug gigs that way. So I'll be like, oh, tell me something bad and I'll tell you how to fix it. And it was a dumb, it's not even funny. I just said, someone hit me with a golf cart and I said, you should run them over with a real car is what I wrote.
And
yeah, at clearly being stupid.
That's threatening.
Yeah. And I see, and then it says flag for inappropriate. I see my post start dying. I'm like, oh fuck. I think it happened.
Yeah.
And I see it with like Ari Shaffir, where I'll see he's got like all these followers. And then you see his videos get like 2 likes and you're like, oh boy, that's.
Yeah. Here's what I love about how much Ari doesn't give a fuck. Because he's always, you know, for like a long time been like that. And he would just like not go on Twitter for a few days or whatever.
Yeah.
After he did whatever. But when Kobe Bryant died, and I think within minutes, Ari had Instagram, like, I'm glad he's dead. And the blowback had started. And
not the best structured joke ever. But
hey, he did it right in front.
I thought he got hacked.
He did it right in front of the arena in Philly too. That was
he was in Charlotte because I remember that day. Yeah, I remember that day. Like I was like, dude, why? Like, there's ways to do this, Ari. Why did you do it? Like,
I didn't think he did it. I thought he got hacked because it was just such a like a strange, like nothing with a moral judgment of saying I'm glad some guy's dead, but. I was just like, oh, he probably did. Like, it sounds like someone trying to sabotage him or something.
Yeah.
So I call him up and I'm like, dude, did you get hacked? He goes, what? No. Every time a famous person dies, I say, I'm glad they're dead.
Yeah.
And he said it so confidently and assured that I was like, oh, is that what you did? Like, oh, maybe I'm like, maybe
almost
I'm wrong
like,
here.
Wait,
I remember.
It was like he was like, wait, you don't do that?
Oh, I remember like, people were like, there were black dudes seeing him on the street after that who were like, oh, you're that fucking dude. I remember we were walking from the
street. Ah, that fucking, oh, dude, Ari's Jew face is unmistakable.
So we're walking from the stand to the cellar. He's like, oh, you going to the cellar? I'll walk with you. And I'm like, fuck, you want to get a cab? Maybe we'll get a cab to the cellar? What do you think? But anyway, I mean, no, the shadow band is like, it's a real thing, dude. So I'm talking to some guy at Facebook and he's like, it's not really a real thing, but then I'm like, I'm telling people to like, look my name up and they have to spell my name perfectly or I don't come up. You know, if you do like S-A-M-M-M, you know, S-A-M-M-O-R, it doesn't, I don't come up, you know? So
dude,
it's
not only is it a real thing.
Yeah.
I even saw a thing of some guy, Upper Echelon Game Anthony's channel, had a whole thing about the guy who came up with it.
Yeah.
And it was for a fucking League of Legends or something, some Asian guy. And he was like, yeah, with shadow banning, people don't know why they're banned. This guy was the one who really started promoting it. And it turned out he's like some weird abusive guy, you know, like, because what kind of piece of shit would come up with shadow banning? Like a real fucking, the worst kind of human being. Like,
yeah.
and it's a dude. Like, that's like a like a shitty girlfriend thing almost. Of like, I'm just mad at you. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Silent treatment. Know? That's what it is.
And this dude came up with it. That's how despicable. Anyway, what you have to do is get. Brett Ernst told me when I last time I saw him in Vegas, because he's like, you know, Brett Ernst.
Yeah.
He's always hanging out with some weird, like, borderline gangster, like, not, but like, they're at least dressing like it if they're not, you know, a lot of times it's business, but he's hilarious, dude. But he knows.
Yeah.
So there's all these kind of agents and manager type people in Vegas for internet personalities and influencers, like a whole other Hollywood thing where I think they make more money like off people that you never heard of that have 30 million views on their thing. And you're like, really? This is, you know, like, how would I never have heard of this?
Yeah.
All those people. So he hooked us up with because Kyle got shadow banned when we did Pussy's Lot. We didn't know why. Okay. We had like guesses, but we were both wrong. What we guessed we were in trouble for, because we've done lots of stuff with Pussies on his Instagram. It was one flyer for when we did Largo. We did Pussies Live and we're like back to back, you know?
Yeah.
And that got flagged. And the way we found out was we got this consultant that Brett knew. He calls someone there at Meta. You have to have to hire a guy who has a contact who's going to tell you the truth about it. And then they look up why you're shadow banned. So we got the exact date and time. And it was like 45 complaints about this flyer. And so then the next step is he had all these accounts chained together, which I don't know what that means, but, and then they blast traffic at your page until it like wakes it up. Like, this is the future. This is what you're gonna have to do.
It's really, it's really good for comedy that this algorithm that can't detect sarcasm is going to decide what is funny.
Yeah, well, the people that work at these places are borderline AI that can't detect
They're all basically computers themselves. So I don't know that they even understand
sarcasm. They don't even get what the problem is. If you watch these people talk, you're like, oh, they're like, yes, compliance and harm reduction. and every like awful, especially when you hear people talking any kind of like corporate speak.
Yeah.
The weed place I go to, I got this, I wanted to get a sativa, you know, cause it's for work.
That's so, like the one that wakes you up, right?
Yeah. It's the
one you don't go to sleep on. Yeah.
Right. So that's all I need for. So I always get sativa for years, but before they even would tell you which one to get was what, you just get whatever. And then sometimes you'd be knocked out. Anyway, I tell the guy, he goes, okay, well, so they got bought by, I guess, Jay-Z or something. He goes, okay, so now Jay-Z is our chief visionary officer. That's what this low-level store employee has to say to me. And I go, what did you just fucking say? Nah, I let it go because I'm like, whatever. But I don't appreciate that being whited at already by Jay-Z like that way. And then, so he points the weed. And I go, okay, well, I'm just looking for sativa. Like, okay, I'll try whatever. And then I want to get these pre-rolls. And he goes, okay, well, they come in a number one, a number two. And I'm like, yeah, but is it indica or sativa? It was kind of like a blend. And he kept showing me the box of, and I go, is Jay-Z trying to fucking like Venti Grande Starbucks train me right now to learn some new fucking system? I mean, I started making fun. I'm like, do they have a chief suck my dick officer? I was just saying all this shit to the kid working there. And he's like laughing at it. I'm like, dude, you can't laugh. You work here for fucking Jay-Z. And so I bought it. I'll be goddamn, but some of the best weed I've ever smoked in my life.
Really?
I will be happy to learn Mr. Z's system of weed. I can't even tell you how good his fucking weed is. I'm like, wow, I really talked a lot of shit about Jay-Z's weed because I didn't like.
It always shocked me that you could go on high because your shit is so kind of like you're sativa. So good. I know, but I feel like even sativa, most comics, I feel like can't go on high. You're the type of comedy that you do. I feel like
I used to be hooked on OxyContin for many years and, you know,
yeah,
if you've done a lot of drugs and you're like, I don't want to, you can't do drugs like that at a certain age, then you end up weed.
So it's like, so it's like nothing to you.
It's California sober is what they call it.
Bert, you should have known that Jay-Z's weed was going to be really good because you have to be high as fuck to deal with Beyonce. there's just no way you could live on a daily basis married to Beyonce without being stoned out of your fucking head.
Why is that? Yeah. Is that she sucks?
Yeah, I agree. It wouldn't matter. It don't matter if she sucks or not. It don't even matter. The level of narcissism he would have to be. Well, they both are going to have it. First of all, it ends up being like a business partnership if it's a good marriage, right? That's what it is. It ain't a fucking like. And then I was trying to explain this to somebody who, you know, people who like look up to like famous couples as something.
Yeah.
This girl grew up poor, so that's why she's like that. Like, they all like that inspirational, like, oh, Beyonce, like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and so she couldn't believe the idea that, remember Jay-Z had to go, like, because he cheated on Beyonce and he had to like go to therapy. I just know a bunch of people that where they had to go to therapy to somehow work through this problem that they want to fuck other pussy. Oh, my famous important wife. I just need to feel like the dominant one somewhere in my life. Like, it's just amazing. Like that you would even think that you wouldn't do that.
It's funny how Ben Affleck and J-Lo get together every time their careers start slowing down a little.
Yeah. I've drowned my sorrows in a Puerto Rican many times.
Yeah. You think J-Lo's career is slowing down? She's like the hottest 50-something-year-old I've ever seen.
You don't hear about her.
You just said it out of your own mouth, Sam, with 50-something.
There you go.
50-something?
No, I think that she's one of the hottest 50-something I've ever seen, 100%.
Yeah.
But this is... It's like a boxer at 50, who like, you know, like this is the industry is not you're 50. I think like a man over, you know, once you age out of the coveted 18 to 35 demographic, you're like worthless unless you're entrenched somewhere. Like, I don't mean not in real life, you're not, but you know, that's the way that shit works, especially if you're fucking. Well, I mean, I don't even feel bad about it. Like, be a white guy who's in his 40s. See how the fucking sought after you are in showbiz. So J-Lo had a fine run. I don't feel fucking shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she does look hot, too.
She does look hot. And I do feel a little, you know, as a New Yorker, it hurt me a little bit that she went from A-Rod to Affleck. You know, it's like kind of because it's like a low key.
He's in the A's.
And I know, but it's low key New York versus Boston shit.
Oh, I wouldn't even have thought of that because I'm not really a sports fan like that.
Yeah, diehard Red Sox fan went back to Affleck.
A-Rod got Affleck's sloppy seconds because Affleck had her first.
Sandwich. I mean, he got sandwich in between.
Yeah.
But A-Rod is like, he was just like, I follow him on Instagram just because I'm a Yankees fan and his fucking Instagram posts are hilarious. Like, it's amazing that he's that rich, he's that handsome, he's that successful, and he still, you can tell, is like deeply unhappy. His, like, after the breakup, he's posting like shirtless pics on a yacht, and I'm like, oh man, A-Rod's posting thirst traps. Like,
that shit's worthless. I mean,
it's worthless.
All that shit is worthless. And then so all you have then is like some cheating. Like, that's all you got. Is like, you know, like that.
Well, it's not worthless. I don't know. He moved on to some pretty hot tail, right? It's not worthless.
I mean, all the thing of like the yacht, like everything, that kind of shit is like, it's, you could see when people, I just know so many people that like, and I know people that have a lot of shit like that, that are like plenty happy and they're like married and have kids and that kind of shit. All the other ones are fucking, it's like sad. They're fucking deeply sad. You can't believe it.
The richest people I know are the most miserable people I know. Because you never really know if the relationships you build after you become rich are real or if it's just people trying to piggyback off of what you got going.
Shit, you don't even know that if you just had a few basic cable appearances. times are tough all around for people. So they're like looking to claw their way up any way possible.
Kirk got burned after a premium blend spot, man. I mean, shit.
No, premium blend was done by the time I got there.
Oh, really?
But you remember that fucking maniac when I got in trouble because I attracted her attention, that one that went after you years ago?
Oh, right.
He's a man now, you know that?
Oh, really? No, I didn't know.
Yeah, and has moved up through all the media ranks to terrorize. All media people live in terror of like four or five unhinged, like borderline personality chick, like Amber Heard. Amber Heard is a template for a lot of women that moved up the ladder circa 2013. Some of whom, I guess, became men.
Well, it's kind of like the move to Meta, you know, from Facebook. Sometimes you just got to do away with the past. Well, it should change a little bit. Like Facebook is now Meta. Sometimes you just got to change it up, you know?
I mean, Meta was like a dumb name and a dumb fucking like.
I know, but that's not what people with good track records do. You know, Facebook steals your data. Now we're Meta. You know what I mean?
But now they can't. That guy from Apple.
It's pretty cool.
Locked them out of half of their fucking income.
Wasn't that a cool move?
I mean, he's a piece of shit too, but yes.
But that's one W.
I'll take the little tiny good things that happen in life, I guess.
Yeah.
But don't matter. Like, everybody could just take your shit. And you don't have to be a company to take people's information. Like,
sure.
If you just post your fucking thoughts, you're giving your information to some loser maybe who's like, I got a plan to,
I know. I know TikTok's stealing my shit, but I'm like, I got gigs to promote, man. You know,
people don't understand the level of like, basically if you're on TikTok, you're screen sharing your phone with TikTok. Like if you go in, you look at their user agreements, you're agreeing to like, let them monitor your keystrokes, let them monitor your photos, let them monitor like
same to Discord as well.
Everything. Yeah.
And guess what? So, cause I don't know how we're supposed to have a fucking war with China when they're deeply embedded in, well, first of all, their slaves make all our shoes and shit. And then they, Discord and TikTok, China passed a law. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. It's like a Patriot Act kind of sounding thing. And it's, all companies in China are required, if Chinese intelligence needs to access their shit. You know how we had arguments here about it before they finally allowed to go. So even if they're like just a subsidiary of another Chinese company, legally that company has to take the information and give it to China whenever. So they've been building up profiles of shit of every, I think all the people on TikTok or Discord with all their like little personal shit and all, like that's just been compiled. And that's why I don't understand how you could even try to have a war with anybody anymore, because everybody's like, it's so intertwined. You know, like Russia, we're going to sanction them, and now their gas is cheaper than ours. Great job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that all comes back to social credit scores. That's really what it's about, is them trying to develop, you know, the ability.
But we got it, dude. We have that. We've had it for years. We just have more of a Wild West, but not even now. Now, it's a whole new thing. Let's take a quick break so I can tell you about Rock Auto. Rock Auto, ooh, Rock Auto. I'm going to Rock Auto and I'm going to get some parts tonight. That's a jingle I wrote for rockauto.com for free, because that's how much I believe in rockauto.com. If you need a one-stop shop for all the auto parts you could possibly need to keep your car on the road in pristine condition, you need to head to rockauto.com. They've been in business for over 20 years. They have every part you need in stock at amazing prices. You don't have to run around to different stores and websites and auto shops. Rock Auto has what you need in stock. And guess what? RockAuto.com prices are always reliably low. That's why I don't have no promos for them, because they can't go lower. So what do you want? Go to RockAuto.com. Keep it simple. They make it easy to maintain your car and save money. Feels good knowing your car is in top condition. It feels even better saving money at rockauto.com. So for great auto price parts, head over to rockauto.com and tell them that we sent you, me, Kurt, to a lesser degree, Mike, I would say equally sent you, to rockauto.com. And there's a box where you check and you put in our show name, which is Can't Get Right. And as I told you, there's no promo codes. The prices are too good. rockauto.com. All right, let's get back to it. I got off track because I really wanted to show you this monkeypox thing. That was the first thing I wanted to show you because I can't stop laughing about it. But you know that picture I sent, Mike? Yeah, post this up. So on Jimmy Dore's show, it was one of the stories. So they put out an advisory for monkeypox, you know, like now this one is from an AIDS foundation or something. The San Francisco AIDS, but I just look at the wording of this. So it's from the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And here's one of the tips for monkeypox for this festival. First, it says cover your own bumps. Now, when I read that, I just read it as cover your bumps. But no, it's cover your own bumps, which implies that people go to this thing expecting someone else to cover their fucking dick bumps, I guess with your mouth.
I don't think it's dick. I think it's anus.
Well, how do you... It's got to be on the dick, too. How's it getting your anus? Oh, maybe on your fist?
Yeah.
Wear a condom on your fist. That's number one.
Do condoms protect from monkeypox?
Well, it's skin contact, so yeah, probably. See a bump on your skin and worried that it might be monkeypox? If you're not sure and you still want to go out tonight, cover it up with a Band-Aid or clothing before you go out.
Who the fuck's going out just dick and butthole free with no clothes? Well,
also, if you see a dick with a Band-Aid on it, the date is over.
You don't look at a Band-Aid as a kind of like spot condom that you can just put on for the problem areas and then... Because that's what the San Francisco AIDS Foundation is saying.
That's a good point, Kurt. Yeah.
That's actually a good slogan for Band-Aid, when you care enough to cover it.
Do you know Fahim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were talking about this last night because I was like, now, if I leave a Band-Aid in a guy, do I have to tell him? And he Fahim's like, I know it's like losing a Band-Aid in someone's pool. He goes, kind of call him up. Hey, did I leave a Band-Aid at your house? If you feel like it's likely to be monkeypox, for instance, if you know you may have been exposed, it makes sense to stay home and wait. Well, that's cool. If it's just herpes, though, you have to get a Band-Aid on it and go out.
There's some people who are getting denied treatment. So, like, you know, cause I guess there's some people.
Most of the people who have it now, they were not prepared. There's quite a contrast from the COVID hysteria to the just put a Band-Aid on it and go out of monkeypox.
Yeah.
This is from the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. It feels like now that AIDS really...
I think they're a pro-AIDS group.
It feels like now that AIDS isn't really a thing, they're just trying to find things that they can stay relevant with. Like, hey, here's a way to cover
up. I mean, it still is a thing.
It's not a thing like it used to be, though. Like now with and all that other shit, it's not, you don't have to be as concerned with it.
I got a feeling with these tips in the San Francisco area, there's always going to be some kind of petri dish that you have to inform people about just based on the instructions here. You know, there's going to be, it sounds like there's going to be quite a few more crises coming like besides HIV. Oh, here's the thing. And maybe I'll get maybe I can ruin the, get fucked by the algorithm right now, but here's a fun coincidence. You know where they happen to also be working on monkeypox virus?
Where's that?
Take a wild guess.
No, China.
Well, yeah, but wow. Specifically
Wuhan.
Yeah.
Wuhan? All right.
They just so happen to, of all the dumb luck, to be working on them two things. Unbelievable. So, yeah, now, because I go, dude, the gym I go to, I mean, I sweat all over that, you know, I wipe it down like a lot, but that's probably a monkeypox hotspot I'm in. It's a very gay gym.
So if it came from Wuhan, what animal are they going to blame it on this time? They blame it on bats with COVID. What
they blame it on gay men. That's the animal they're blaming on. It's like, that's who.
Gay dudes really cannot catch a break. I mean, with all these, it's really not fair. I mean,
they can catch a pox.
That's true.
Yeah. And now they can catch
it. Well, no, you know, we were talking about this on Jimmy's show, because what happened is now, so you know, people take their kids to the gay pride parade because that's like the least sexual, wholesome place you can take a kid now. It's the least gay thing you can go to is a gay pride parade.
Sure.
It's like less gay than going to a Disney movie. So now all the gay pride parade used to be like a fuck parade, you know, like, and so now they're getting pushed into the back alleys again, because regular gay is for families. So now the acceptance created the same fucking like growth, you know, like back when it was like, you can't be as bad to be gay, and people that we have to go fuck in a meat locker. Where can we go? Because it's elite, you know, and it drove them into that. Now the acceptance has driven it to that. Is that fucking crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so you freaky gay. You have to be a family-driven gay nowadays.
Well, if you want to be, like, you don't have to be, and I think the brave monkeypox people are proving it every day, but it's if you are a showbiz you know, if you're gay, attracted to showbiz, first of all, you might as well be just a straight white guy. If you're just a gay guy, if you're just that and you're trying to go into showbiz, you're a fucking boomer conservative. That's what the fuck you are. Like, you better be like queer, dude. And then just not be clear about it. And like, nah, maybe I fuck pussy. That, like, get, and queer, you could be straight and be queer. Do you know that?
What does that mean?
Nothing. That's why. It's like,
okay.
Ask, it, how old are you, Sam?
35.
So ask any gay dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 35, though, might be a millennial, right? So it could be different, but... Just any gay dude like my age or high, like, what is queer? And they're like, shut the fuck up. Because it's such nonsense. It means nothing. Do you understand? It means nothing.
I thought I was attracted to men. What does it mean?
No, it could be. It's just that you don't really fit in with it.
Yeah.
It's like a thing to it's like a new, because gay is not like that cool now. That's why Ellen couldn't munch her way out of being mean. Ellen was a trailblazer, like, I saw that, for I saw anyone that the, gay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's, I mean, damn, and Anne Heche really went the other way, huh? She was an actual trailblazer. She blew up in a car.
What do you mean, driving her car? Somebody's head. Yeah, did she not do that once before? I feel like I've heard of this story with her.
Did you see the video?
Or she would go in people's houses. What?
Did you see the video of her driving through the neighborhood she crashed in?
No.
She was doing 90 miles per hour down a side street.
Can we get that video, Mike? Can we find a video of Anne Heche?
They've have it on a doorbell cam, and it's insane. Like, you can hear her coming from like two blocks away. You can just hear her tires screeching and her engine revving. It's insane.
And why was she driving like that?
No idea. The article I read, they said that she's in such bad shape that they can't do the test to see what her blood alcohol level was, because she has such bad burn.
Well, she crashed into someone's home, I believe.
Really? Like that?
Yeah.
She's all burnt up from it?
Oh, yeah. She's fried. Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
She's in the ICU.
Yeah. Apparently, Ari Shaffir was this close to doing a mocking up, but he didn't kill it. Yeah.
Ari's like, ah, shit, she made it.
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, let's see.
Oh my God. Jesus. Yeah,
play it from the beginning.
Go.
You can hear it coming from a mile away.
It sounds like a TIE fighter from fucking Return of the Jedi.
That is horrible.
And then you hear it crash at the end.
Wait, I didn't hear it crash. Oh, did it cut off?
That might have been a shorter video than the one that I heard, because that one was pretty quick. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's the house she hit. They say she was doing at least 90 miles per hour.
Damn. I mean, she's still like, you know, like very, very successful, but I feel like, you know,
I think you say she's still hot. I was like, wow.
I did a movie with her in Oklahoma. Yeah.
How was that?
She was super cool, but she was very,
but she drove into your house.
She rode a horse in the movie. She rode a horse straight into a wall. But
what was the movie?
It was called Wildfire. It hasn't come out yet, but she was cool, but she was,
they might want to change the name.
I was just thinking that, dude. Who else is it? An Alec Baldwin? This movie's never coming out.
Her husband, Thomas Jane, did a little spot.
Yeah.
That's right. She's married to Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moses Brings Plenty, the guy from Yellowstone, he was in it.
Mm.
But she's an interesting lady for sure. Really nice, but she had a lot of demands. A lot of demands.
Mm.
Was it how many bottles? I need a keg.
I need a keg and access to a Mini Cooper.
That's a dark place to be in, man. Totally. I mean, I do feel like she lost out on a lot of roles after she came out. Like, that was like the point when that could really fuck up. When that, like, she came out, that was at a point when that could fuck your career up. And I think when she did 6 Days, Seven Nights with Harrison Ford, he had to really fight for her to get in that movie.
Yeah. She also, Mike just messaged. She also crashed into an apartment complex before that. I remember. I'm like, wow. I've heard this story before.
Oh, so this is the second time.
Oh. So she was speeding away from an apartment she crashed into? She's going 90.
Damn.
But they really build those Mini Coopers, huh? Jeez. Who hit and runs a building?
Just to run to another building.
That's sad, dude. She's
I hope she's okay. I mean, it sounds like she's not. But
well, I mean, severe burns don't sound okay. It sounds pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Sure. I know Ari must be hovering like a vulture.
just hitting refresh.
He's just in his notes writing down tweet after tweet after tweet.
Oh, no.
Oh, she looks methed out.
TMZ. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a little, looks like some speed maybe is involved.
Yeah, that looks methy. That doesn't look drunk. Man. Can you imagine being the person whose house she drove into? You're just hanging out, and then all of a sudden Anne Heche drives through your living room?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to, like, take in. Like, for, like, the impact.
and
like, Anne Heche? Yeah. You're married to Thomas Jane?
You're like, I guess the remake of Psycho isn't the worst thing you've done anymore. Holy shit.
Well, Thomas Jane was the Punisher.
That's true.
He was also in this good video game that I liked a long time ago called Gun.
Yeah.
It was like a Red Dead, and he was the guy.
Oh, really? Yeah, he was in like Boogie Nights. He's great in Boogie Nights. Great actor.
Oh, he's Todd Parker.
Yeah.
You a Todd Parker?
she's a very, Anne Heche is also very talented.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
I know. Ellen couldn't tell the difference between deep character study of what I would call an eating disorder, basically. I don't know if that's going to get me in trouble.
Well, you're going to get shadow banned for that one, too.
Just because I happen to think that it's just an eating disorder.
You can't say the full words. You know that, right? You got to say ED. Just
is
like
that. Well, that's erectile dysfunction too.
Yeah, that's erectile dysfunction. What if they take that away from us too?
So you know, you're not allowed. You can't like when you do videos nowadays. You can't say specific words. Like you can't say sexual assault. You have to say SA. You can't say rape.
I know.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Anything on YouTube, people like. You know, I abandon all hopes of any kind of real monetization on this podcast, certainly. And on Kyle's thing, we get ads mostly because YouTube just steals most of the money. They'll still put ads on you even if you're demonetized. It's just they won't share the income with you, which shouldn't really be legal. And
so, no, I heard even rapists now have to say, I'm going to R you. I mean, it's getting out of control.
Well... whose channel is that? I'm going to R you channel. Who's into that?
I don't know. What? Yeah. Wait.
Podcast.
YouTube is like the last one that's kind of letting you get away with some stuff. But even then, it's like you know, I had jokes in my new special where I'm like, you know, I say you know, pedophilia jokes, QAnon jokes.
And well,
like,
that's our fucking now. The video now. The podcast is shadow banned. Thanks a lot.
But you're like, oh man, this is like enough. Like, is enough. You ever post something? Are you guys on TikTok?
No.
No.
Yeah. I'm afraid of it. Also, I think I'd get banned. Kyle just got kicked off for he was doing Putin. We did a thing where like Putin had an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
saw
like,
it.
Now I show ES Hole and like, but he just had the part of him dancing and he got banned.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, a lot of stuff. Everyone's terrified. I just submit a set for Jimmy Fallon recently, and to promote the special. And they're going the shit they pull out. First off, they go, you can't say hot chick. I didn't even realize I said it. They say you can't say hot chick. I'm like, well, I said Hitler in this set, and they're like, oh, they didn't even pay attention to Hitler. Hot chick is not okay. Then they say,
yeah, it's S&P. Like S&P. It's S&P. Like mutated like a cancer out of control. Standards and practices. So when all shows I've wrote on, you know, they send the shit to standard S&P to, it's like a lawyer that's like, can we get in trouble? And they go over it. And then the notes you get would be, we would read them on the S&P day, like a couple shows, because they're always hilarious. So when I did that cartoon, there was like a, on Ugly Americans, there was a episode where a robot, it was like in case of nuclear war, the scientist had filled a robot with his jizz to repopulate the earth. And it would like, hi, just stand here and I'll, and so at first they had done it where it would like blast people with jizz. And the note was that it had to be just a few drops and not, and that made it so much grosser, by the way.
Once you're measuring the jizz.
Yeah. And we would all be laughing and like, it was a big joke. Yeah. And now that's the world. Like,
well, yeah. And then
there's bizarre rules that are worse than
the next note I got was on a trans joke where they were like, you can't do a trans joke. I said, what's pro trans? It's like actually pretty, it's a pro trans joke. And they said, you can't acknowledge trans people. It's like, yeah, that's more offensive. Do you not see that?
You can't acknowledge trans people. Who is this for?
Fallon said.
Dude, it's like, I love the peak irony of that so much. It's like the thing of like gay guys have to go fuck in an alley again because they've been gentrified out of their own goddamn fuck parade.
It's interesting. It's interesting where they're eliminating like almost half the English language at this point. We were like, yeah, this isn't how people speak.
It's all the it's a corporate. It's not anybody that's in a fight of left and right is a chump. You're a chump. Yeah, if you think that that's a thing and not a fucking puppet show, there's the top, which is these companies. It's like six companies that own all the shit. And that's who decides. And the reason the government loves it. Remember back when that maniac that was writing articles about you and a dumb blog, who's moved again, way up the ladder from doing that.
I wish her well.
Yeah, well, I wish him well. You just misgendered him.
Oh my God. Fuck.
Probably now that he's a man.
You're canceled again, Sam.
Fuck.
But so now everybody, and so every dumb fuck, especially in New York, and people, well, it's not censorship if the government, a private company can do what they want if it's a private company. And I was like, do you hear what you're saying? You want a company you have no rights with, by the way. It's the same as people don't like, they're like, oh, you want the government to run your healthcare? I'm like, no, I'd like a giant corporation the size of a small government to fuck me instead. I would just feel better knowing it goes in some guy's pocket and not, what the fuck are you talking about? So that's everything is that. And people will like, it's almost cliche to even talk about it.
Yeah.
Be like, oh,
no one wants to hear, yeah.
Well, meanwhile, everybody's got to watch. People I knew couldn't say coronavirus when there was a pandemic of coronavirus. They had to call it the beer bug so that the algorithm wouldn't fuck their channel up.
Oh, wow.
Is that like everybody just sat around and was like, cool with it. Everyone's just fucking cool with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's like a punk, dude. Especially, dude, for a comic to be a punk is the most shocking thing. Like the amount, like I had no idea. The amount of people that would ultimately be like kind of like punks, like where I'm like, oh, you're rolling over. You don't see what the issue, like, oh, okay. All right. Like, it's a lot.
It was a lot of the comics that surprised me that they play off like they're so pro, you know, First Amendment and you're not going to tell me what to say. And those were the people that were the quickest to like just fall.
Because their pro career is. So that's fine. But if you don't understand what a piece of shit thing a career is and what a like, there's a lot of people who like probably imagine that their life would be fixed by their career, you know, like I just know a lot of people. And then if you think, how long are you doing comedy now, Sam?
16 or so.
Yeah. So now, and you're 35. So that means you're seeing a bunch of, because you're in New York, right? You're going to see a bunch of these chicks from your generation as their eggs go bad.
Did you say chicks, dude?
Well, we can say it on the Curdy Fallon show. We can say it. Don't worry.
Okay.
I don't. Good.
I think the fact that he said their eggs go bad is worse than
I know that is
watching their egg. Oh, at 35, all of them were freezing their eggs. The ones I knew for like anybody wanted that shit. And, they would, and they go,
not Anne Hayes. She burned hers up.
Oh my goodness. It is true though.
Rambled them first.
say they're responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? Really? Legally high? Well, now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. I like their gummies, honestly, because I don't know if you know Delta 8. You gotta get like a good brand of it. I still got a couple containers in my Delta 8 gummies. What is Delta 8, you ask? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. Maybe if Brittany Griner, maybe that WNBA lady had brought some legal Delta 8, she wouldn't be doing 9 years hard time in a Rusky prison. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting high needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and these products should be taken responsibly because I take them. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off yoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
I don't want to say Jen Kirkmanitis because I do like Jen, but if you ever seen her on Twitter, you see what happens. Like the Sex and the City chick, I'll say that Sex and the City ruined a generation.
Which of, the new one or the old one?
No, the new one just ruined Bobby Lee's week. But the do you know I texted Bobby because he was on it?
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's like, you have to see this. It's on, I'm watching. And the main one, what's her name? Ferris Bueller's wife.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker is in the, she has a podcast with the most lesbian-y, but probably not even a lesbian looking chick, you know, like she's
right, clear,
undetermined sure. And Bobby Lee. And then she has a podcast now. That's what young people do. And then they say something, she goes, oh, woke moment. And then they hit a button that goes, woke moment. And then Bobby Lee has to go, boo. So as a joke, I text Bobby like, dude, I just saw that thing. I'm so sorry. Don't hurt yourself. It's not your fault. I imagine you're suicidal. I wanted to kill myself just seeing 5 minutes of it. But I just want to tell you, it's not your fault. Like as a joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby texts back like, I didn't even want to do it, but they said it looked bad if I didn't do it. And I had this whole excuse. I go, it's okay. I forgive you, Bobby.
Maybe that's why he really broke up with his girlfriend.
It probably ruined his marriage.
That's
what I would say. I'm going to ask him that. That's a very good point.
There's no originality left. I mean, it's really amazing that it's like, I mean, the one who really got away with it, I mean, the one who plays Samantha, she got out of it. She gets to leave on top. You know,
the one who created the series was like, I regret my entire life because I didn't have kids.
Really?
Whoever used to write Cosmo was like, we sold women a lie for years of, you know, that Scarface shit that was popular in like 20, having it all in the city. You know, I have a career in it. Like, why would you get to have it all?
Yeah.
You think that you should get that? Having it all. Really?
You get everything. That's just okay.
Maybe the same broads babbling about privilege would think that they should have it all.
Speak for yourself, Kurt. I have HBO Max and Disney Plus, so I don't know what you're talking about. I know.
You do have it all.
I have it all, buddy. No, it's that makes sense. I mean, yeah, life is about compromise. And
like, I'm a barren man, okay? So, but I don't have like a biological clock where I'm like, But I could even, you know, I don't know. I didn't give that much of a shit about having a family, but I know what's missing from my life because I didn't. Like, I am aware of it. There's a certain level of like adulthood.
Do you think you'll never do it? You don't think?
No, I don't know. I don't wear condoms, so who knows?
You could still have kids.
That was beautiful.
You're good. Yeah. I don't wear a condom, so who knows?
Yeah. I will never wear a condom. I put a Band-Aid on it, and then we're good to go. If I come at pull out and the Band-Aid's gone, then that's what it is.
Just, you know.
San Francisco style.
Yeah, dude. Come in a woman in Missouri. Roll the dice. See what happens.
I'm going, dude. I made it. This year, I was like, I'm going to start coming a lot more people and just leaving.
Get Helium Indianapolis on the calendar, man. That's it. They rolled over there. Yeah, do it.
Kurt, the borders are open. Things just
in pile driver position, so it really gets in there. What?
The borders are open, so things just got way more fertile in Southern California.
And that's another thing. Like, I'm going to probably leave a lot of like, I'm going to do like Nick Cannon is what I feel like.
Yeah. You should team up with someone like who denies the Holocaust. Nick Cannon. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to teach my kids about the lie of the Holocaust.
We're doing everything to make sure no one sees this episode.
I don't want people to listen to this podcast. It's not good.
You know what? The day the Ukraine war started, I was on a flight, and I don't know why. I was like hungover, and I just I saw Caroline's posted. Nick Cannon dropped in last night, and I just reposted it and wrote, "Can't we get any good news today?" Gets a bunch of retweets, and out of nowhere, Nick Cannon follows you, and I'm like, "Oh boy, that's all he can do. He has too many corporate jobs to like DM me, you fucking Jew."
Well, he's gonna keep an eye on you now.
He's keeping an eye on me. I'm in trouble, dude. I rolled the dice.
Wow.
You might be the next cast member on Wildin' Out, though. That could be the other
Oh, I thought you were going to say he might be the next Ari Shaffir, but of the living.
No, I am trying to, finally the world will hear my rhymes on Wildin' Out. That's my plan, dude. My master plan for Nick Cannon to discover me.
I fully
discovered Pete
Nick
Davidson,
Cannon.
By the way.
Who did?
Nick Cannon.
He did?
He discovered Pete Davidson.
What do you mean discovered him?
Like he saw? No, he saw him at some like firehouse. Or he saw him somewhere, and he was like, "Oh, you're funny. You should open for me." So he like helped.
Oh, I didn't know that. Career.
Yeah,
Pete broke up with Kim Kardashian.
I saw that, man.
He did.
It's too bad those kids can't work it out. It's not going to help gas prices. I'll tell you that. My friend from high school texted me that. He goes, "Well, this ain't going to help gas prices."
Well, once I saw that picture of her like doing that photo where he just looked like he was not, you're like, they're different people.
No, Pete has always been the biggest MILF bait of a dude that I've ever met in my life.
And sure.
We made a joke about it because Kyle does an impression of him. You know, remember Kanye would like lose his mind talking about, he couldn't believe Pete's got a cock that makes a grown rapper cry. And the guy, we did a thing where it's Caitlin talking to Kanye on the phone, just like answering, you know, the actual clips of him.
Yeah.
And then like, Jesus, like, look, I don't know what it is. Like, cause Kanye's praying. And so he came out as Jesus. And he's like, "Listen, can you stop? Like, we can't really do anything about Pete Davidson. I don't, he's just MILF bait. Like, I don't know if they see him and he looks like he's not done and they want to put him inside them and finish him."
It looks
like, you know what it is.
Pete's definitely.
Pete,
I'm so pro Pete going up in there too. Like, I can't stress that enough. So,
and it's also hilarious that like you talk to people, they're like, "He was a rebound." You're like, "I bet he's doing okay with it. He banged Kim Kardashian a bunch. I bet he's."
What does he have left to prove?
Yeah, he's a gladiator. He's
What's
done it
be
all.
Super awkward is when he starts banging Kendall Jenner. That's when it's going to get.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Finish it, Pete. That's, I mean, when he started with, I mean, Pete won when he was banging Kate Beckinsale. I was like, that's one of the hottest women to ever live.
Ariana Grande, for Christ's sake.
Oh yeah. That was
that's
intense.
That's ridiculous.
She was the seller one night. And I was like, this is not, these worlds are not supposed to come together. You know,
he was there when she was.
I know, but they do.
They do. But it's, I mean, God bless him.
Yeah, his dad died 9/11. He can't have some MILF pussy.
Yeah.
His father's a hero.
Yeah.
I bet his father's looking down like, "Boy, you know, I thought I knew how to handle a hose, but that kid."
Jesus Christ.
Always been a nice dude too. I mean, he really is like a solid
He's like a
guy.
Sweet kid when he showed really up at the cellar.
He like, really is.
And it's pretty like, it's fucked up as if you like have any issues and you're young and they give you all that shit, like they're going to come out real hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically became like the Justin Bieber of comedy for a minute. Like, just that whole
idea. His face is paralyzed? What do you...
Remember when Justin Bieber... half his face would have laughed at that joke. But I remember when Justin Bieber went to the Anne Frank's house and he wrote... Didn't he write in the book, "I think she would have liked my music"?
She probably would have.
I think she would have too.
She would have been a believer.
Yeah.
Her real diary is all about her masturbating to Pater in the attic.
Yeah.
The older boy.
Yeah.
That's where they edit out all her talking about.
She was at
her gorge clit. I'm serious.
Yeah. That's actually what Ellie Wiesel's night was about too. If they deleted a lot of scenes, but it's really just about
the clit talk.
No, just jacking off. Just a lot of jacking off. You know?
Yeah, I thought it added a gritty realism if you to keep it in. I don't know why people like even were mad at him for saying that. I don't even get what the problem is. The 13-year-old girl, you think she wouldn't have been a believer?
Yeah. No, I thought it was beautiful.
Had not the Holocaust happened?
I'll be honest. I think she would have liked White Precious, dude.
I wonder about that.
I think she would have. I think she was a good writer. I think she would appreciate good writing.
Yeah, she did. Her diary did stand the test of time. And I did in school play not Pater's father, who stole the food from children. And he was felt very guilty about it.
I don't know. The diary was a little wordy for me.
Was it?
I like a much more abbreviated experience.
Yeah. What you're trying to say is you wish she was caught sooner.
Yeah, I wish she would have just got to the point. You know what I mean?
Hold on.
Sure. Like all these feelings and
shit. Hey, I'm doing my podcast. I'll be done in a minute.
Get to it.
Hey, let me take a quick break to talk about our pals, Yo Kratom, our longest running, finest sponsor, Yo Kratom. If you like Kratom, which I like, get your Kratom from Yo Kratom because it's $60 a kilo. It comes fast, safe, quickly to your house. A kilo, I mean, by the kilo, it's crazy. So I don't got to tell you all about Kratom I think I'm not even allowed to, basically. But if you know Kratom and you like Kratom, then you know what Kratom is. I can't tell you any better than Yo Kratom, put it that way. Right now, go to YoKratom.com if you like Kratom and get yourself a $6 kilo, maybe two. YoKratom.com. Sorry, that was sweet, sweet little baby boy Kyle Dunnigan.
I saw him last night. I went on after him at the cellar.
Yeah, he's he texts me. He's like, yeah, a bunch of people watched the thing. Like, he didn't know. He's like Prince, this guy. To make sure. I'm like, just put it out. Just trust me to put it out. And he's like, I don't know if it's that good. I'm like, oh my God. Do you not
love it? I love his Bill Maher. I think his Bill Maher is like, I've never seen someone
who doesn't love it. Bill Maher.
I heard. And I'll say this. I like Bill Maher's show. I enjoy it.
I really have nothing against him.
I like Bill Maher, but I do think it's hilarious. Like every week he's like, the one thing Americans aren't saying, you know, it's not okay to be fat. And I'm like, finally, someone's making fun of fat people. Thank
fat
God.
People.
Finally, finally, someone's attacking.
Because some fat people.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's.
Yeah. Kyle's in a grocery store or like Whole Foods or something. And some chick came up to him who, I don't know if she was the stewardess or her friend was on a small private jet that Bill Maher was on. And went up to him and goes, oh, have you ever seen Kyle Dunnigan do an impression of you? And then someone said, they had you to sit in the back of the plane and not speak to Mr. Maher anymore for the rest of the flight.
Wow.
Didn't even answer.
I don't get why he's like, all you have to do
is the same as Trump. Like, this is what he's got little hands.
Mm.
All these people that hate Trump are Trump. They just like, I don't know, they don't like the
Andrew
reflection.
Cuomo, right?
They're all
very
the same.
Trump, very Trumpy. Dude,
yeah. If you're even going to be like, that's why the thing of like Beyonce worship and shit, I'm sure she's Trump and I'm sure Jay-Z's Trump and I'm sure they're all fucking Trump.
Sure.
And all these people think it's like he's some unique, as the people that are the most like him that, you know, like what was Trump known for? Not taking a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing.
You ever see the clip of Artie Lang? He's talking about a roast. He roasted Trump. It's an amazing clip because Trump is.
Wait, the Comedy Central one?
No, it was a different roast. It was from years ago. And he's on Howard Stern. Trump is. This is years ago. And Trump is like, Artie was the funniest person. He had the set of the night. And then Artie just quotes one of the jokes and it's about his daughter. And Trump goes, it was terrible. It's the worst set I've ever seen. Just change, like, just his reality just shifts. It's amazing.
So that right there that you just said?
Yeah.
That's what all these fucking people are, the exact same fucking thing of reality just shifts because what's the winner successful thing in my head that I'm a part of? So whatever comics you thought were into the First Amendment, well, reality shifted. Now it's
a
thing.
Sure. Well, the bummer about Maher, though, is that I feel like his views on a lot of shit are so on point where he does agitate both sides, which I really like.
I give it to him that he always was a free speech guy. Always. I can't take that away.
Oh, he actually is one of the few people doing this who really lost a big gig. I mean, it ended up working out for him, but like,
yeah,
he got fired from ABC at the time. That was where you want it to be. you know?
Right. So he, you know, and so he's lucky, I guess, enough that he's got the brand. I guess once you've been canceled for something, then it's whatever to you.
Yeah.
But we're, because only some people are allowed, like they told you, you can't even address you. The words to you are you can't acknowledge trans, right?
Sure. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is from who?
Netflix? I don't want to say any. I mean, I've already said.
But okay, I'm going to assume Netflix. Yeah. But
no. Netflix is Netflix. You think they have you heard of the Chappelle special?
Because like Chappelle, right?
Are you talking about?
No. Here's why I thought that because.
Are you Chappelle, talking about? Yeah. Are you talking about the Andrew Schultz thing?
No. The thing he was saying when they tell you can't. Oh, it was foul. Sorry, you're not even allowed to acknowledge it. Like that's the fucking so none of it's based on anything. Like real, just like this fear-based horseshit.
I don't think the joke is an edgy joke. It just happens to be about trans people. I know, but it should matter. I know it doesn't matter, but like,
yeah,
no, but it's like we're talking about an algorithm. We're talking about these shows. It's like a sign of being kind of dumb if you just hear a word and you're like, I'm out. Like you ever doing that joke?
That's my entire life. Every fucking always. Somebody who is drunk, half listening, because all my sets are like, you've got to just hear me out, because I'm going to start out with a thing where you're like, what? And then hopefully you're like, oh, okay. But if you don't, if you have listened, which a bunch of these people, and people now especially are trained to not listen, you know, it's like the most feminized, like, I don't listen. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, you know,
especially people on Twitter who don't know you, it's literally like if they walked in to your set and just heard like the middle of a bit and we're like, fuck you. You know, they don't know you.
Cause it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with like opportunity. And so like, here's a good opportunity. I heard the word. They're like, they're turning into the machines.
Sure.
An algorithm just picks up a word with no context.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. It's as if they're taking on that persona of the algorithm. It's like there's no leniency for context anymore. It's just like you said a trigger word, so I'm triggered now.
But
like,
dude, all the trigger
context
people,
or intent. Intent is another one, which is like that matters.
It's not the intent, it's the impact. it's we're way past the fucking blue hairs now. It's way past that. That was like way going back. What we're at now is the actual government is involved with these companies. And corporations are involved with it, and they're making it like there ain't no more really. If you notice, the shit's starting to fall apart. And if you did like not just comedy, but other kind of media, that's where the shit started to creep in. And but regular people don't know about it. And I would say the Johnny Depp trial was probably like the breaking point of a lot of horse shit. I would say that. Because that's when regular people are like, wait, I like Johnny Depp, and she sounds like a fucking lying piece of shit, this chick, every time she opens her mouth. Why did we all? Because before that, you would have thought 20 other things should have been the end of, you know?
But like Johnny Depp, you're talking about Trump. Johnny Depp has got a little Trump in him, too. I mean, this you've been famous for too long.
What'd you say?
When you've been famous for that long, since you were what, like 19? Yeah, there's something
that's how you don't see. So you have vanity and you're like, you ever hear him talk? He talks very slow. I've only heard he was the nicest guy, but when you hear him talk, you're like, oh, he's an actor.
He's God. He's a guy from Kentucky who talks like he's fucking British. I mean,
that's the Mel Gibson. So Mel Gibson, Patrice is talking about Mel Gibson, how he was like an aging sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
And his ego. And he went with that fucking Russian chick that was trying to take him for whatever.
Sure.
And, so Johnny Depp got sucked in by Amber Heard, who apparently does this. And so his own vanity brought her into his life. And then she's a fucking, what is it? Borderline histrionic disorder, which is, do you ever hear histrionic disorder?
I don't know what it is, no.
I'd never heard of it either but basically they make up shit. They make up a lot of shit. And so that when he got, and I remember this, I was dating Annie. It was before I was dating Annie. Amber Heard, a bunch of chicks were on her side way back when that came out, you know? And she was like, she's giving the money to charity. She doesn't even want his money. She just wants people to know. I remember Annie said it to me. I'm like, I don't know. Because Stanhope was friends with him. And Stanhope had a whole thing, wrote a whole thing about it that she tried to sue him for. And I believe Stanhope. I don't believe her.
Yeah.
So
I believe Stanhope too. Stanhope.
Yeah, I believe Stanhope.
He can do no wrong in my eyes. I fucking.
Well, it's just can't say the guy's not completely honest. Like, you just can't fault him.
Oh my God, he's one of the most.
Any problems from Stanhope were probably because he was honest and not, you know, like so.
Then
it came out. That tape where she's talking about, oh, go ahead, tell everyone that I hit you. You're a man. No one, you're recording. And then she never gave the money. She's kept the money. Mm. So back when Me Too was, and every chick that had a thing, you know, when they collectivized all the things, some people had real shit happen to them, not made up bullshit, right?
Of course.
And
it takes away from the real stories, obviously.
They got tricked into projecting onto these famous people who used it as a stepping stone, many of them, mm-hmm. which is Amber Heard. And so that the ones who turned on her were all those girls that something happened to them, got molested or whatever, and they follow pop horseshit and they heard this chick on the tape. That's where the real fucking, it don't matter how the men felt ever, it's she, when that trial came on, women watched her and were like, fuck you, bitch. And that was the breaking fucking point right there.
Well, here's what they do. They got to write her back in Aquaman 2 and just have her say to Jason Momoa, like, go ahead, tell people I beat you. She's the bad guy now. You know, that's
should
the
have
story.
Him getting abused by Mira, the sea woman.
There was a great
fish.
There was a great
over.
There was a great Johnny Depp quote where he said there's no worse prison than a home without peace. And I was like, that's a dude that's never seen a real prison. It's worse. It's fucking worse.
I would say but some people thrive in prison more than they would living with their mom.
Not a dude that looks like Johnny Depp.
That guy could have his pick of the litter, I bet. And he plays guitar and he wears scarves.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Well, he ended up.
Johnny Depp would definitely have the best prison wine for sure. 100.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. Also, he gave the money to that kids' hospital that she didn't give because he had an NFT takeoff after the trial.
Is that still a thing? Are NFTs, do they have worth?
He got the amount of money, the $7 million or whatever he got.
Oh, wow.
And so this is like the most.
Wait, he got the money for the NFT or she, I know she owes him money. Did she pay him?
No, but he got money. He got money from this NFT. And so the money she did not donate, he donated to that kids hospital.
Wow.
Which is the ultimate, like, I mean, he should have dressed up like a pirate and brought it in a treasure chest to them. Hey, look who's here. The guy you love.
And they're going to do another Pirates movie now. And I can't, that's going to be like the most viewed movie.
And the thing that's funny is you say, people are like, I would never work because they did him dirty, Disney. Mm. Of course, still profited. And he said that, John, that's a good point. All these companies that think you're scum were happy to still profit off of your fucking shit. And just they do the moral thing of not sharing the profits with you.
He did say that he would never work with Disney again.
Well, guess what? If someone throws enough money at you, and now is the perfect time. So if you're Disney, you're like, just give him money until he says yes.
They'll pay. Do you know the amount of money they would pay? That movie will be huge.
And people will go to it just because of.
Yeah.
They're so there's no just business from a business standpoint. There's no reason. And so even if you want to have your pride and be like, fuck you, Disney. They're like, here's a zillion dollars. You're like, all right. Like. You know, people have a price.
People will go see that movie just to spite Amber Heard at this point.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, Disney fired a basketball analyst, Paul Pierce, because it was one of the greatest firings ever. I mean,
why? I kind of remember that.
He was on IG Live and, you know, he's on ABC every week. He's on IG Live and he's just smoking blunts, playing poker with strippers dancing all around him. It's like fucking hilarious. And they fired him. They were like, this is not what we want. And I'm like, guys, you were founded by an anti-Semite, you know?
No, but notice why the fuck why does Disney own all the stuff? Roy Albanese was working at ABC and he got in trouble for a tweet that I think was like, anti-Trump. It wasn't like a right wing. It was like a anti-Trump, but I don't know what he said wrong. He goes, yeah, but this would pass any like standards and practices. And like, well, there's standards and there's Disney standards.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. They
That's why it's safe. Such a cultural fucking battleground is sure. It's such a powerful corporation that, and it's so like, oh, this is a platform to get into the families and the next generation of people. And like they, back when they were more fascist, I mean, they're always fascist, but back when they're zippity doo dah days, right. That was like a big, powerful, this, all these people are aware of it. And the kind of psychopaths that rise to the top in these companies, because these companies, any kind of cause that you can think of, if like Doritos supports it, you know, it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't think Black Lives don't matter, but I just know that I don't care. I never knew how Doritos feels about anything. So the fact that they're like, it's now suspicious to me that all the companies are on board. It's like Juneteenth. I don't know where the fuck that came from, but
you're saying you find the Doritos people to be insincere.
I'm just saying Doritos is a stand-in for every single fucking one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm astounded when I see people that don't immediately go like, why, what the fuck? Like, so now the products are not, please buy our product. They're like, are you even good enough?
Yeah, we were hoping you thought Black Lives Matter when you say it.
I thought that was a default.
Yeah,
that you,
I thought that was, we were, yeah, yeah, I, yeah, it's,
I'm wondering.
So it's like this weird reversal of position at all times to put you in this thing where I'm like, yo, the relationship is you should be trying to get my money, you fuck, not I
right.
prove my worth to you for your fucking shitty whatever it is.
Well, because it's so fake. I mean, I saw a guy in the park wearing a shirt that said fuck racism, and you just want to go up to him and be like, problem solved, you did it.
I think he was cruising to you fuck a racist is probably
you know what, I'm wondering how long it's going to be before we have the first gay Jedi makeout scene. I can't,
you didn't already have that?
No, it hasn't. What's, happened
what yet. Is it?
Because that's here's why you're not going to see that for a little bit, maybe in the expanded universe. But those movies, they got to try to sell them in China at least. Mm-hmm. They got to. There's so much money to make those that they got to go worldwide. So maybe it's already hard enough editing the black guy out of the poster for worldwide. Like, you know, like I keep making that joke of like, who's the. I imagine like an old black man whose job it is to airbrush the black guy out of the Disney poster for the Chinese people. So nobody wants you up there. Get out of there.
did they not give a fuck about sales in China for the Buzz Lightyear movie? Because there was the gay makeout scene in the Buzz Lightyear.
There's some kind of power struggle going on. That's what happens when these companies get big. There's these like Game of Thrones power struggles. So I think the new guy, because all these companies have what's called a diversity officer. I mean, I don't know if it talks about China being fucked up. You know, like, you understand there's they just made up a job called a diversity officer whose job, like, but so there's a little war with those people because there's a whole faction and it has to do investment because you get all that ESG shit. So a bunch of people who don't care about any of this stuff were like, oh, is this what business is doing now? Then we're doing that. They let these poisonous fucking consultants in who are now entrenched and then you can't fire them. So you get like a fucking horribly unqualified woman. They finally fired the one at Time Warner that fucked up all the DC shit.
What she did?
All the movies that sucked that were, you know, DC's always like not, doesn't do an MCU, I guess.
They're
doesn't.
Not as good as Marvel ever.
Right.
Yeah. And so Batgirl, they had been making, they had Michael Keaton in it returning and possibly Michelle Pfeiffer. It was like a stupid, and they're not even going to release it anywhere. No one will ever see it. They already spent $70 million on it because it was that bad.
Wow.
And the person that wrote that shit is the one that wrote that shit.
That's why they pulled the movie because it's unwatchable?
It was unwatchable. So
why was it so bad?
All right, we'll never get to see. I mean, but my guess is it was probably full of like the classic, like, you know, you have the new female character nobody asked for, like telling the man to shut up. You know, it's probably all that. And everybody's like, fuck you. Amber lost.
Michael's saying that the Buzz Lightyear movie is banned in 14 countries, including China, because of that scene.
And yeah,
the new Flash movie is banned because that guy is a super creep.
That's her name. Anne Sarnoff was the one. So her fucking little underlings, and they backed that guy a long time and just turned a blind eye because he's a fucking non-binary.
You're supposed to call him a they?
By the way, I'm not calling him a they. No. You can algorithm me. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to call him or him, because he is a fucking
dude. Kyle does an impression of him, but he doesn't think it's good. I want him to do it so bad. He worked with him on a fucking set.
Really?
Wow. Ezra Miller. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah. So what's his deal? He's a rapist.
No, I thought he was like queer, but he's straight. But he like,
kidnapped, oh, running like a cult. Okay, I just pulled it up.
Like a 16-year-old girl or something, and like took her away from her parents and like brought her on the road with him, and he was like grooming kids and all kinds of crazy shit.
Damn, grooming. This would be a great ad for Manscaped right here. but that guy, I remember, I've never seen any of this shit. But you know what's good though? Have you seen Peacemaker? That's pretty fun.
I love that show.
That's a fun show.
It's a good show.
Yeah, and but that's because that guy's a good writer. So
James Gunn is fucking great.
So because
they tried to cancel him too, remember?
Well, that's because of Cernovich, who I am friend, who I like, by the way, Mike Cernovich, but he found some shit. See, what should have happened when his comments that he got fired by Disney, because there's Disney standards and regular. And like, so he used to be a trauma films writer, and he made all these tasteless like kitty. And by the way, if you actually see him, it is odd. I will say, if you read it, but I understand a guy just saying fucked up shit. I totally understand. Yeah. But I could see someone reading going like, that's weird that you had that many. But whatever. Who gives a shit? What should have happened was Disney go, we're not firing him. It's James Gunn. Who cares that he wrote a thing 20 years ago that was tasteless? He made Tromeo and Juliet.
Twitter used to be different. Twitter used to be where you just
had to fire him. They had to, because we're not giving up on this system of firing people. See, the power of where you always are on company time, you never punch out. Are you reflecting the show you're on or the fucking Baja Fresh you work at properly in your own life every day?
Yeah.
Even on your own time, you better say the right thing and do the right thing, because it reflects on your job. And we have a right to your whole fucking life. And every all these craven careerist people, they already think their job is their life. Right. So they're into it, and they're cowards, and they're not going to say anything. They're like, just keep your head down until it's over. So it created a perfect storm, and it was a big scam. Everybody that doesn't get, like, everything's done, dude.
But you remember, Kurt, remember when Twitter started, and it was like, here's an AIDS joke. Now Twitter's like, this happened. Look at this article. If you don't read it, you're complicit. Like, it went from making dumb puns about, you know, a dick joke or something to this.
60,000, and this is news from 2012 in Newsweek.
Yeah.
There's about 60,000 online troops deployed that have been doing this for years. What I'm saying, like, it's so beyond what a stupid whatever cancel culture. The government itself, that's why when Elon Musk wanted to buy Twitter, they were like, don't, because they're embedded in there, and the records, like, Twitter doesn't make fucking money. They don't want that to come out. And half of it is fake shit. Half of them are not even people.
They're all bots, yeah.
Yeah, like the days of the blue hairs, like if it turns out to be a real dumb fatty with blue hair, I'd be like, oh, thank God it's a human. Because most of the time it's not now.
Yeah.
So anybody even talking about, like I said, dude, anybody even talking about like left versus right, like you're a sucker if you think that's still the game.
Yeah.
That was a while ago. A bunch of like Bill Maher, who I said, free speech guy. If he talks about politics, he talks like he's in 2012. He talks like a fucking Democrat idiot because he's a rich guy. He doesn't know anything outside of his fucking, you know, whatever young hookers at his house they tell him about. Like, Elon Musk had a dumb tweet about, like, I used to think the Democrats are a good guy thing or compassion and this and that. And it's all like set up around, if you're fucking, like, basically pick a billionaire and that you root for and hope they'll do well. And then it's like you maybe won in some way. And so I like Elon Musk. Like, I fucking hate Elon Musk. I like Bezos or whatever the fuck.
Well, Elon Musk is kind of like, he seems like at least the one trying to be like the Tony Stark billionaire, you know, like he does seem
hate his gut. Like his my guts. Brother, by the way, has like a whole thing. And I feel like it's probably not really about Elon Musk. I have a feeling it don't really have, because if you're going to pick a billionaire,
you think your brother's anger towards a person he doesn't know might not be related to the person he doesn't know. Okay.
I suspect it may not have anything to do with, just a hunch. I mean, cause it's just a hunch. I don't really give a fuck how much money you have, but I don't want you This is where I'm like, don't make me love you, China. If a billionaire runs their, like, tries to affect society with their money the way they're allowed to rampantly do here, they disappear for a month and they come back and they don't say, have shit to say no more.
Yeah.
That's how they handle them in China, which I don't think it should really be the thing here, but I also deep in my heart, like, yeah, I like that a little bit. A little bit, I like that. Like Bill Gates, I don't see that ghoul Bill Gates. You're not allowed to talk about, you're not allowed to say the word coronavirus as a little person on this fucking channel. This asshole who's a computer guy can talk like he's a doctor and openly go, yeah, we found out the vaccines didn't prevent transmission. They kind of didn't even work that good. He's allowed to say that.
Yeah.
You better say, don't do your own research.
Well, he also really didn't get, like, he really, when you're a billionaire, you really dodged the Me Too thing also. I mean, he was banging employees, was he not?
Dude, did you see an interview with him on PBS where what's her name? She's an older journalist and didn't give a fuck. So she's like, well, do you regret hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein? He says, he's like, well, he's dead now. So it's no, you could be dead too, bitch. Like, he almost had that. Like,
it's the loudest voices that are policing morality that are the ones that are having these fucking eyes wide shut parties while they're having kids, dude, in China.
It's robots policing you.
Fucking unreal.
It's fucking, everybody gets 10 fake accounts. This is US, the US does this. When I read it, I was like, I couldn't believe it was news from 2011. That's the most shocking thing. So all the things people are worried about, I'm worried about our democracy. Are you fucking stupid? Like, you lost that shit 30 years ago, man. Like, when nobody even gave a fuck. And just now, all the things you're starting to notice, like, it's weird that I can't just say basic sentences and I haven't, like, stuff that I'm for, I can't even talk about. Well, that's coming now. That's here now. So everybody that, like, listen, I didn't want to pay attention to that shit. And then now I learn about it, I'm like, oh, I get it. It's like every other scam you ever signed up for in life, like iTunes or a gym.
Well, you can have up to, like, just for instance, Instagram, you can have up to 5 accounts on Instagram, and then you can download apps that will literally post on your Instagram accounts for you at specific times during the day that you don't even have to look at or touch.
I hire a queer to do it. And they asked me to call them that. Now, as a kid, I was like, hey, come on, be homophobic a little bit.
Queer to run my social media. Any queers out there available right now?
I have to queer my space. we went long, but thanks for coming on, Sam.
It was fun, man. Yeah, it's Kevin, good to see you.
Thank you on short notice, Kevin.
Yeah, man.
What do you got to promote? Anything? What's going on?
New special, September 1st, Netflix, called Same Time Tomorrow. I got a podcast with Mark Norman called We Might Be Drunk. And this is going to make me sound like a douche, but Mark and I have our very own whiskey that just came out. It's been like 16 months in the making, so I'm fucking pumped. It's called Bodega Cat. It's now available. Is it good whiskey? It's fucking incredible. It's so good. We got this distillery in Houston, and they're legit. It's like, Mark and I love to drink, so it's awesome.
Can I make a suggestion for a spokesman? And Haish probably isn't working right now.
if she would do it, we'd be glad to have her.
Yeah
She needs to disinfect her wounds with whiskey.
That's
all right. Well, we wish her well. Kevin, what you got to promote?
I'm on tour with Brian Callen. You can find me, find our dates at briancallen.com. And then my movie Topper that I'm directing in October should be released on Netflix sometime in January. So
cool, man.
Keep an eye out.
What's up to Brian for me? All right. I'm going to be in Philly. Go to KurtMesterComedy.com for my dates because I'm going to Philly Punchline. And then I got Detroit and something else. But KurtMetzgerComedy.com. And then I guess that's it. Thanks, guys. Because I can't get right. Because I can't get right.